time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. The last time we talked, I told you about the Eureka City Council getting a fat sales tax increase onto the November ballot. Now, Sacramento politicians are debating whether or not to make a yearly tax on the super rich. According to CalMatters, a new statewide bill would levy a yearly 0.4% tax on every Californian worth more than $30 million. While some of you might make the mistake of thinking, well, yeah, those rich guys can afford that, remember the principle that it is immoral to raise taxes during a crisis. By legally looting the highest paid people of our state, all you are going to do is discourage their future investment, as the brains of our biggest companies move themselves and their assets to the other 49 states. You don't believe me? Look at the state of New York, where the same kind of regressive thinking has led to an exodus of the rich. I'm sure you heard Governor Cuomo pleading with rich people, begging, come back to the state. He even joked that he would cook them a meal. Funny, when the state that cooks the golden goose offers to give them a cooked goose, the rich said no thanks, and it doesn't look like they are coming back. Maybe you think this tax is a good idea because it is likely a little bit harder for California's rich to leave, as we have better weather than New York. We have Silicon Valley, where so much wealth has been generated in the last couple decades. Think again. In Idaho, Inc. magazine reports that Boise, Idaho is on track to become the next Silicon Valley. And I've been to that state a few times. The weather is just fine. The city of Coeur d'Alene has fast become a quiet spot for America's richest to buy property in. Goodbye, greedy California. We also understand that politicians will never settle for just ripping off the rich that are making $30 million a year. As the population agrees to the next tax, watch the bracket slowly widen as politicians tell us it's time for those CEOs making $25 million and then $20 million a year to pay their fair share as well. Those in favor argue that the gap between rich and poor has never been wider. The thinking is that by taking more money from the rich and giving it to the poor, that somehow the poor will better themselves and the rich will make do. It never works in practice. The rich will simply move or find loopholes to protect their assets, as you or I would, and the government will do a poor job handing out the money to the poor. Large socialist states have an aversion to welfare reform practices, work programs, and anything that ensures that those receiving the extra funding actually deserve it. I'm very concerned that all this free money so many people are getting right now is going to dull America's workforce. As Calvin Coolidge said, the business of America is business. Stealing from the rich and not inspiring the poor seems like a way to blunt America's economic edge. This is Anthony Mantova with Community Comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.